It's time for Let's Talk on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com. Stories making news, special guest interviews, your phone calls, and more. The views expressed on Let's Talk are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WPPA. Now, here's your host, Jay-Z.
Welcome back, folks. Hour number two of the program as we continue on this Wednesday. And as promised, we've got a very special guest joining us in studio this morning, State Representative Jamie Barton from the 124th. State Representative, appreciate you coming in and spending some time right before the holiday, my friend.
Well, thank you, Jay-Z. It's great to be here. And yes, happy Easter to everybody, right?
Absolutely. Happy Easter. Bunny will be here on Sunday. Lots to talk about. I'm glad we have you in because you come in on the heels of having our state senator, Dave Argall, on the program. He was on, I believe it was last week. And one of the topics, of course, is, and it's got people in our area concerned, is the Penn State situation.
Sure. Yeah.
Penn State Schuylkill, man, has been around for so long. I know when rumor had come out about these satellite campuses, Penn State Schuylkill being one of them. Of course, Berks is a concern of yours as well in your district. But I know the commissioners got out in front of this. I know you guys got out in front of it. As a matter of fact, Dave said, our powers that be in our area really got together on this and, reached out to Penn State and said, hey, look, and, presented your case.
And our voice has been heard, Jay-Z, and it's the folks at Penn State have clearly mentioned Schuylkill County and specifically Schuylkill campus being recognized by not just the state representatives and the senator, but the whole community's really embraced Penn State Schuylkill. And so one of the things that we need to take a look at is Penn State Schuylkill does so much more for the community than just a quality education. And so But what Penn State does, it's a Penn State decision. So The state can't, I can't, the governor can't tell Penn State what to do. It's their business, their choice. But they are asking for taxpayer dollars, and we've made it clear to them. If you're asking for taxpayer dollars, you better be using it for the right purposes. And certainly, Senator Argall made it clear, I've made it clear that if you're going to close Penn State Schuylkill, we have no reason to support Penn State from a financial standpoint anymore.
Good for you. That's an area to come at it as far as that with the purse strings. Because I always thought people that control the purse strings, well, if they're not going to play ball, then.
But we hope it doesn't get there, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
We what we want is this campus to stay there. And it's got very personal ties for me because I moved here because of that campus. My father was we lived in Lamont, Pennsylvania, right outside of State College.
Yep.
And my father was offered a position to be a guidance counselor at Penn State Schuylkill campus. And we moved our family here. I was 4 years old. It's a long time ago. A long time ago. And we moved here. And my father worked there at Penn State Schuylkill campus for 33 years. So my mother taught at Schuylkill Haven High School for the same amount of time. So it's Penn State Schuylkill is in my blood and it runs pretty deep.
Now, one of the things you said, and again, I'm just asking, but I had heard tell that Penn State obviously will have the final decision on this,
yeah.
But isn't Secretary of Education, can't she or can't that individual intervene? As far as
Penn State's
so
separate.
It,
yeah,
really? Okay.
It's Penn State's piece, and so I serve on appropriations. I voted no on the budget for it. I don't want to go off topic, but voted no on the budget 2 years in a row. That was just my first term, so this is my second term, my third budget. And if I'm going to vote no on it, I thought I should be a part of the part of the process, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so part of that is the budget hearings, and that took place the first 2 weeks of February or last 2 weeks of February and first week of March, And part of that was we met with the president of Penn State, Temple, and Pitt. And I got a chance to interview Dr. Benaputi, and I said to her very clearly that, and this was prior to the announcements, very candidly, it was 2 days prior to the announcements. I said to her, for years, this is not new. For years, Penn State's been talking about closing campuses.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're taking taxpayer dollars to keep them alive, that does not make sense. That's not fiscally responsible, right?
Right.
But what I made it clear to her was, I said, Dr. Benaputi, Penn State Schuylkill and Penn State Berks campuses, both in my district,
right.
Are stellar. They are the model of how to do it from a branch campus. So while they're doing it right, there are other campuses that are not doing it right, some in Western Pennsylvania.
Right.
And so we have enrollment up 5 years in a row at Penn State Schuylkill, and Penn State Berks has been on is on the good list. Their enrollments like 1,200 people. So they're one that Penn State's not even considering closing. So I made it clear to her that these are two stellar campuses, mm-hmm. and then 2 days later they decided they made the announcement. So I don't believe it was my comments that caused them to close right. that. But as a business person, Jay-Z,
yeah.
sometimes we have to cut bait, and if a business isn't working, you have to stop it working. You have to change the way you're doing it. And in Penn State's situation, some of the branch campus, and I would say mainly more Western Pennsylvania campuses, mm-hmm. Probably just aren't working.
Right. And the thing that, and I had said this to the senator when he was in, Jamie, was I think your best argument here, and the numbers are up at Penn State Schuylkill. I was specifically talking them. So numbers don't lie. You hear the line, people may maybe lie, but numbers don't lie. So that to me would be the driving force right here. Like, I want them to be able to counter, like, how can you justify closing something that's flourishing and expanding? One of the few, as you mentioned, because out west, we know some situations that are going on there, but Penn State Schuylkill is flourishing and the numbers are up.
Well, and keep in mind the nursing program, right? We just put a Penn State Schuylkill, put a nursing program in there. You talk to any hospital. I met with a hospital yesterday. I was down in Berks County. We have wonderful hospitals here in Schuylkill County, and they're looking for nurses. Penn State Schuylkill put a program in there, so you're graduating nurses 100%. So they've only graduated two classes so far because it's brand new.
Right.
But state of the art, graduate to 100% of those nurses have jobs before they graduate. That's the kind of productivity we need out of our educational system, and it's good to see. And I'm very confident that we're going to keep Penn State Schuylkill moving, but the community's really embraced it.
And now, speaking of community, that's where I wanted to go next. Jamie, because there was an event held at not too long ago at the Morgan Auditorium, people getting involved, representatives were there. You were there. Dave Argo was there. Dame Watro, Joanne Stair, and the different reps. How was that? How, you know, was there a lot of people out there? And if there were, what were some of what they were saying?
Yeah, it was really a strong. So there were it was a mix, as you might guess. There were parents. Of students that came and spoke on behalf of their students, and they said, you know, we wouldn't have been able to afford a quality Penn State education if we didn't have the ability to go 2 years at Schuylkill campus and then 2 years at Maine with our child living at home, where we could lower our costs. And in some cases, Jay-Z, you can get a four-year, just like the nursing program, you can get a four-year degree at Penn State Schuylkill campus. You're getting a quality Penn State degree there. One of the things I brought up to Penn State is, and this is a genuine concern, because the one area that's growing to the moon right now is their world campus, right? Their world campus is online.
Okay.
And so, and I found out about it. My niece came home, and she's going to school to become a PA, and she told me she's doing an internship this summer, and she's going to take 15 credits. I'm like, you can't take 15 credits
wow.
and do an internship. She goes, I'll do it on the world campus. I'm like, oh, wow. I said, yeah. Well, you know, Penn State talks about the Penn State experience, and Dr. Benaputi talks about that all the time, the Penn State experience, and I agree with that. Mm-hmm. But my question to Penn State was, listen, how can you get the Penn State experience if you're sitting in your bedroom taking a course? Is that really the Penn State experience? Is that the interaction, the relationships you want with your students and your professors? So that's one of my huge concerns, too. If Penn State truly believes in the Penn State experience, then they'll need to keep something like Schuylkill campus, which we all know is a diamond, open. But there was emotional folks, people that got very emotional about there was a local contractor that came up and said, I never went to college, but I sit on this board because I have a real successful contracting business. And he spoke about how wonderful this Penn State community was, and he got emotional talking about it. So it was really well received. It was a packed house, and like I said, the letters going forth, the Schuylkill County Chamber of Commerce, Bob Carl and the entire team there have been amazing in sending letters. So they've had people send the letters to them, and they're forwarding them to Dr. Benaputi. So Schuylkill County and the greater Schuylkill County has really, really embraced Penn State Schuylkill, and it's been well received by the campus too.
I'm so glad to hear that. One of the things that maybe surprised us, and I know Senator Argo brought this up, you know, times may be tough. You know, we know that, you know, the last 4 years have been very tough, but maybe cut courses, cut something, you know, out of, like, say. But it seems that's a drastic measure to, you know, get rid of the entire campus itself. I mean, it seems drastic.
Yeah, no, I think that when you take a look, I was at Penn State, what day is today? Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So I was at Penn State for an event Monday night. I was there last night for an event. They had an event. And I'm there for a night. There's a civics bee there tonight. So I did a grant seminar with Senator Argel and State Representative Twardzik and Watro and Stair. And the entire community was there. It was a packed house on people, how to get state money, how to get grants. So there were municipalities there. There were nonprofits there. There were church people that understanding how to get grants. But we have this wonderful facility. Last night it was an actual Penn State event. They had an award ceremony there. And then tonight there's a civics bee, which is high schools, the high schools. So you literally have the whole community coming there. And this is just happens to be the last three nights.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on there, and I think that we need to finish strong and continue to let Penn State know how much we love this campus.
And that being said, is there anything on the horizon now? Any other, you know, say meetings with Penn State or anything like that? That, you know, you can, in other words, keep hammering at them.
So we're doing it via social media. We're doing it via obvious letters, emails. If you're a business, I highly encourage you to, on your letterhead, reach out to Penn State, and you can do it to the Schuylkill campus. Chancellor Corey Shearer has been a wonderful asset too. He's a new chancellor at Penn State Schuylkill. Not new to Penn State, not new to Schuylkill County though, and not new to the campus. It's just Dr. Patrick Jones left. He took another opportunity last year, and we brought Corey Shearer in, Chancellor Corey Shearer. So there's all sorts of opportunities, but one of the best ones is if you just reach out to Penn State Schuylkill, let them know what it means to you. You can check out their website, and then from there, they will forward all those to Penn State main campus. Likewise, the Chamber of Commerce is do the same thing, too. And if you're a business, sorry, JC, I'm cutting you off. If you're a business, do it on your letterhead so we can actually see who's supporting. And Penn State can see people that genuinely support it, and we greatly encourage that.
Now, one of the things I wanted to ask, because you had mentioned that you actually talked to the powers that be, and some of the calls that we got after Dave was in and this first came out is, well, they've got their mind made up, and that's that. So no matter what case you present, no matter how good or bad it is, they're, you know, they've got their mind made up already. Did you get that kind of impression, or talk about your conversation?
Yeah, so I don't believe that, and I don't want to get too much into personal private conversations on the air, if that's okay with you. But I will share with you the sentiment that I gathered, and that was that their minds were not made up, but it was going to be based on data. It was going to be data driven. So let's talk about that data, right? So if it's data driven, isn't enrollment one that we should take a look at, right? Yeah. So enrollment's up 5 years in a row. Now this year, this year we're up close to 1,000 already, 1,000 students from 800. I mean, that's incredible. Yeah. 21% we're up over the last 5 years. Those are real numbers to take a look at, right? Mm-hmm. I just mentioned the nursing program of 100% of the nurses that have graduated from that have jobs already. I mean, in an industry that we need nurses.
Right.
We're looking for them, and they're coming out with real first class. I mean, if you get an opportunity to visit that that part of the campus, it's incredible. The labs that they have there, working with real live, not real live, but the dummies, if you will, or the robots to actually do their medical work. It's unbelievable. So I believe that they're looking at the data, and if they're genuinely looking at that data, Penn State Schuylkill is a strong, strong candidate to remain open.
I would think so. Now, that being said, is there a timeline for like when we'll know what the verdict is?
They had talked about May, so we're coming up on that. So they had talked about May, and the other thing is there. I mean, when I mentioned a enrollment of 1,000, currently it's about 800. When you look at, there are schools in Western PA, Penn State branch campuses that are at 300, yeah. Multiple ones at 300. So. Penn State Schuylkill is heads and shoulders above some of those campuses, and I'm not trying to roll them under the bus. It's just a fact. And sometimes things work and sometimes they don't. And when I talk to Dr. Benaputi about how we should, if they're not working, stop using taxpayer dollars to keep them alive. But Penn State Schuylkill and Penn State Berks are not one of those campuses by any means.
Amen. We're speaking with State Representative Jamie Barton in studio. We're going to take a quick break. Back with more after these messages on WPPA.
Tune in tonight for Philadelphia Phillies baseball on WPPA, AM 1360, and 105.9 FM, A106.
It's game three of a four-game set from Citizens Bank Park against the San Francisco Giants. First pitch tonight set for 6:45.
It all gets underway with the Lehigh Valley Health Network pregame show, 30 minutes prior to the first pitch. Phillies baseball on WPPA, AM 1360, and 105.9 FM, A106.
Our WPPA Planet Fancy Donut Shop home run payoff inning contestant for tonight's Phillies-Giants game is Frank Smith of Hamburg. Our payoff inning will be the bottom of the second inning. If a Phillies batter goes yard in the bottom of the seventh, Frank will have his choice of either a dozen delicious donuts or a large bucket of pretzel bites from the original Plain and Fancy Donut Shop in Schuylkill Haven. Not just donuts anymore. Best of luck to Frank Smith and best of luck to the Phillies.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. 783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
T102 and WPPA is looking for a full-time radio and digital sales representative. Come into a creative workspace and join our innovative team that knows how to make an impact. As a radio and digital sales rep, you'll craft unique promotions and sponsorships, generate new business, travel locally to connect with clients, and build strong community relationships. T102 and WPPA's unconventional approach to media takes radio and digital sales where they've never gone before. Send a resume to sales position, P.O. Box 540, Pottsville, Pennsylvania 17901, or email jobs at pbcradio.com. The Pottsville Broadcasting Company is EOE.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. But not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Hims can help. Through HIMSS.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to HIMSS.com/joy. HIMSS.com/JOY.
Congratulations to Chase Gears of the Blue Mountain Eagles track and field team. Chase is the Finelli, Evans, and Patel T102 Sports Now Athlete of the Week. To check out Chase's accomplishments, go to T102SportsNow.com. Once again, congratulations to Chase Gears of the Blue Mountain Eagles track and field team.
Welcome back, folks. Hour number two of the program as we continue on this Wednesday. And our special guest in studio, State Representative Jamie Barton from the 124th. Talked a lot about Penn State in the open because, of course, a lot of concerns about that. I know one of the concerns for guys like you and other state representatives are the budget. And it concerns us because, like you said, that's our money, sir.
Right. What was yesterday, Jay-Z?
Tax day.
Tax day, April 15th, right? And so where's that money going, right? Yes. We're very grumpy, and my wife gave me a hard time for being so grouchy yesterday, and it's because none of us like that, right? But we need it, and there's great programs. So the budget right now, the governor came out with a proposal in February at $51.5 billion, a 7% increase. So that's the highest spending plan in the history of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So we struggle with it, and I think I said earlier, I voted no on the budget, my first two budgets that I've been in office. And so I asked our leadership team and Leader Topper if I could be on the appropriations, be on the team that helps create the budget. Okay. Now, I'm in a minority, so I don't have a seat at the table. But nonetheless, I'm at negotiating nonetheless as a minority a Republican in the House of Representatives. And so we meet with in the months of February and March. We shared about meeting with in education, the Secretary of Education, but also the heads of the higher ed and the Pashi schools, also the Bloom, you know, so the Penn State, the Pitt, Temple, but also the Bloomsburgs Shippensburgs and all the other Pashi school, Kutztown, right? In Kutztown's in the 124th, by the way.
Yep.
It's important. And one of the things that you struggle with, that I struggle with, Jay-Z, is when you take a look at 20 years ago, right? Let's just say 2005, the budget was about $20 billion. Now, I just told you it's $51.5 billion, right? So let's just adjust that for inflation. I'm going to be pretty close to this number. You're going to be at a $30 billion, okay? So 20 years ago, we're at $30 billion. Now we're at $51.5 billion. Why are we spending all this money? It's difficult to do that. And how do we get that money to spend? So the governor's proposal, and let me just take this time right now to, as we're talking about the governor, there was an awful, awful arson attempt at the governor's mansion. It was really, really one of the worst things we've seen. And thank God no one was hurt. The person that did it was seriously had some mental issues, and he's in custody. He will be charged to the fullest, and that's what needs to happen. Yes. But we want to thank God that the governor and his family, none of our first responders were hurt in that whole process, and that those folks are good. But that doesn't stop us from doing the people's business. Right. So that said, we still need to move forward, and the governor knows that too. He's a strong person. So as it relates to that budget, I shared with you that 20 years ago, it's significantly less, and so when the government needs money and not only is it less, let me just take a step back, Jay-Z, it's deficit spending. We're spending money that we don't have. Now, that doesn't work in a household. That doesn't work in a business, right? If you're, you know, growing up, if we didn't have money, my parents, you know, we couldn't go out to eat. We might have had, you know, my mom made something at home. You know, you don't get to do the things and you don't maybe get to go on fancy vacations and you don't get to do all those things if you don't have the money to do that, right?
Right.
That's how to run a household budget. And likewise, the same thing in a business. But in government, we're doing that. We're spending money we don't have. Under the The Republican leadership, when the Republicans had the House and the Senate, they built up a $9 billion surplus. That's going to be gone. Governor Shapiro is eating that up. It's gone. And so that's, if you will, we have a rainy day fund and a surplus. Okay. The surplus was, let's call that our savings account. The rainy day fund is our checking account. Surplus is going to be gone this year. It's gone. Spent through it. And so that's money that we had in our savings that's gone. And now he's eaten up through the rainy day fund. And that's just unhealthy. It's not fiscally responsible. And it's a genuine concern.
Yeah, and I've been hearing that from a lot of folks out there. I talked to you about, we have the different representatives, even state senators. I know we had Dave on not too long ago. Doug Mastriano is a regular on the program. He's been very critical. And basically, the same what you said, fiscally irresponsible.
And here's something for you. So if you take a look at how he wants to pay for that. Okay, Governor Shapiro, how do you want to pay for all this spending that we need to do? And some of that is... through marijuana. He wants to legalize marijuana, and he wants to tax that marijuana, and that would be the revenue to pay for a lot of this spending. So I want to be very clear, I'm opposed to that right now. So that I'm clearly opposed to that for multiple reasons. But the first I will tell you that let's take a look at states that have done it.
Okay.
Okay. That is that a fair thing to do?
Yes.
Why recreate the fee? So let's look at Colorado. Colorado, one of the first to legalize marijuana. For every dollar in revenue that they're bringing in from marijuana tax, they're spending another $4.50 in behavioral. In behavioral issues, in DUIs, in safety and security issues. So for every dollar you're bringing in, you're spending 4.5. How is that a positive?
Yeah,
this
not.
Is a negative influence on an entire state, and we're going to be doing the same thing. It just doesn't make sense to me. And so the other thing is, let's take a look at the ugliness of what that is. Do we want our society walking around in a stoned state.
Right.
Two, three. Let's take a look at the continued ugliness, where the illegal drugs, because it is an illegal drug too, right? So you have the cartels. Do we think for 1 second that those drug cartels, and you see how evil they are, we see how evil they are in the news. Do we think for 1 second that they're just going to stop selling, that they're going to stop, leave this market alone?
Right.
Absolutely not. It's not going to happen. So, and what really is troublesome is the governor is asking representatives like myself and like senators and the Senate to say, okay, we're going to approve this budget based on revenue from an illegal product, because it's illegal in Pennsylvania right now. Now there's bills to make it legal. I shared with you that I'm a no on that for multiple reasons of which I just shared. Mm-hmm. But how do you, you know, and it's federally illegal. So there's that also. And I'll share with you one last thing on that, Jay-Z. And that is, it's a slap in the face to our law enforcement. Our law enforcement are the best that we have, right? We train them to be the best, whether that's state or local police, or even in Harrisburg, the Capitol Police, right? They are the best. They know impairment when they see it, whether that's driving, whether that's looking at somebody, they recognize impairment. But there's no way to test for marijuana for on the spot. You can do a blood test, and that's going to be in your blood for 3 days, and you can say, well, yeah, I used that product or I used that substance 4 days ago. While it's still in my bloodstream, you can't prove that I'm under the influence right now. So it's a slap in the face to our law enforcement also, and it's just a bad idea.
Yeah, that's a great point you make, and a lot of people don't realize that. I said there are people who say, well, they're making money. Yeah, they might be making money, but Colorado is a perfect example. They're making X, but it's costing them Y.
Yeah.
And I don't think people are aware of that, and I'm glad you mentioned that. I know someone close to me who's not aware of that, and I'm going to take that back with me.
Yeah, the number, and this is from Colorado, is for every dollar, it's costing $4.50. Every dollar of revenue is costing $4.50. So it's a difficult thing to do. And you know, look, I don't know if you've heard, but some people are having trouble finding help.
Yeah.
Finding people to pass a drug test too.
Right.
Let's take a look at how we go to market right now and how we do commerce. Right. So We do it on our phones. We do it on our computer, don't we? I mean, you don't go to the mall. There aren't malls anymore. There aren't stores. There aren't shops, unfortunately. Now, there are some, and we certainly want to support all of our shops that are local. But for the most part, people are shopping online. And how are they getting that stuff? It's coming in trucks. So we have trucks coming. I mean, you travel the Commonwealth. I do it a lot, right? I'm in Harrisburg a lot, and I travel to Berks County. I'm out in the western part of the state and have the opportunity to travel a lot. And the truck traffic is intense. And we hear of warehouses going up constantly because of the way our society has chosen to go to market with goods. And that is, hey, I need it tomorrow. I need whatever it is. I need a pair of shoes tomorrow and I have to have it. And it's delivered. But that means that truck traffic, if those people, if those truckers are smoking marijuana, what is that doing for our safety, which is our number one concern for our communities, in my opinion? It's right. Got to be our safety. It's why we've got to support our law enforcement and things like marijuana. It's just unhealthy for our communities.
Now, that's a big part of the budget, and you broke that down very well. But can we talk what are some of the other areas of the budget that we're looking at right now, or maybe some concerns, or maybe some things that are on a more positive way?
Yeah, so let me start with another piece that the governor's looking to. So one of the other pieces that the governor wanted to get revenue from was skill games. Okay, so skill games are and it's interesting because the skill game folks have been supportive of being, they want to be legitimate. They wanted to be taxed. Mm-hmm. And there's a faction that says, hey, you should be taxed at 56%. That's where the casinos are taxed. And there's another faction, and the skill games are saying, well, we were thinking more of 16%. So the answer is probably somewhere in the middle. Does that make sense? Yep. I mean, it's probably somewhere in the middle. But the truth of the matter is, I don't know that it'll happen because there's just there's no bills out there right now pushing for that tax to happen. And now they are paying sales tax, and those businesses pay their income tax and things like that. But the fact that the skill games, they want it, and you might say, well, why would they want it? Well, they want to be legitimate because there are some bad actors out there. Like, there isn't anything, right? There's bad actors out there, and that's a bit of a concern. So they want to be the skill game people, mm-hmm. the legitimate ones, want to be made known that they are legitimate, but they also want those bad actors out of there, so that give their industry a bad name.
And that's what I was going to say. I mean, they want to follow the rules, and that's all well and good. But as you said, you're going to find the people out there that aren't, and then they're going to be upset because they're trying to do it the right.
And we go back to a budget of $51.5 billion, and we say, all right, how are we going to do that? Well, we're going to do it with skill games, and we're going to do it with marijuana. And I just don't see that happening. I mean, no. it's going to be a real struggle for that to happen. So the certainly education is a big piece, yes. right? Is that something that we could probably talk all day on?
Yes.
Right. So the the fact that our governor has said, and look, I believe in choice. I think we should have I think parents should have, I think yes. students should have a choice on where they go to school. And there should be an opportunity for, if a school district is failing, if it's failing their community, then why should we be dumping money into that school? And look, we've got some strong school districts here, but they're ones that struggle too.
Yes.
So if we've got a struggling school, is the right idea to keep dumping money into that school, or is it to change it? And I think Jay-Z, one of the things that I've said, I people might not agree with this, and it's a hard truth that I believe in, and that is that people will say our schools are failing our children, and people say, hey, these schools aren't doing the right for our kids. Poor, these teachers aren't doing their job. Well, I'm going to tell it. Look, I think our families are failing our kids. Our families are failing our children. And the nuclear family doesn't exist anymore, right? It's very slim that we see the nuclear family in its core existence anymore. And so my point to this is, if our families are failing our children, if they're not teaching them, then our schools cannot fail them. So if they're not learning respect, if they're not learning chores, if they're not learning financial accountability in their schools, we need to teach it in school, or at home, pardon me, then yes. We need to teach it in the schools. And so they need to learn that. And my wife's background is in education, and she's an expert on this, is much, much better than myself. So she helps me on a lot of these things. But, I said to her, why can't the kids push a mop? Or why can't they? For heaven's sakes, we're given free lunches and free breakfast. And God knows, Jay-Z, I don't want any child to go hungry. I don't want any human being to go hungry. But if we're giving them free breakfast and giving them free lunch, are we teaching them how to buy groceries? Are we teaching them how to cook food? Are we teaching them how to eat healthy? RFK, let's make America healthy again. Let's do it. Let's make Schuylkill County healthy again. Let's make Pennsylvania healthy again. I believe in that, and I think it makes good sense for that.
Absolutely. Well said. We're speaking with State Representative Jamie Barton from the 124th. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk energy, something near and dear to your heart. All coming up after the break here on WPPA.
Tune in tonight for Philadelphia Phillies baseball on WPPA, AM 1360, and 105.9 FM, A106.
It's game three of a four-game set from Citizens Bank Park against the San Francisco Giants. First pitch tonight set for 6:45.
It all gets underway with the Lehigh Valley Health Network pregame show, 30 minutes prior to the first pitch. Phillies baseball on WPPA, AM 1360, and 105.9 FM, A106.
Our WPPA Plain and Fancy Donut Shop home run payoff inning contestant for tonight's Phillies-Giants game is Frank Smith of Hamburg. Our payoff inning will be the bottom of the second inning. If a Phillies batter goes yard in the bottom of the seventh, Frank will have his choice of either a dozen delicious donuts or a large bucket of pretzel bites from the original Plain and Fancy Donut Shop in Schuylkill Haven. Not just donuts anymore. Best of luck to Frank Smith and best of luck to the Phillies.
Click and save. Save on late model pre-owned cars and trucks at Jerry's Northeast Auto Sales, Route 61 south of Pottsville. Save $200 more with your coupon. Check out Jerry's inventory online at jerrysnortheast.com. Then stop in for a free test drive and find your best finance option. Would your business like to reach new customers? Click and saves are a great budget-friendly tool to help your business reach thousands of new customers. Contact us at 202 and WPPA for more information today.
T102 and WPPA is looking for a full-time radio and digital sales representative. Come into a creative workspace and join our innovative team that knows how to make an impact. As a radio and digital sales rep, you'll craft unique promotions and sponsorships, generate new business, travel locally to connect with clients, and build strong community relationships. T102 and WPPA's unconventional approach to media takes radio and digital sales where they've never gone before. Send a resume to sales position, P.O. Box 540, Pottsville, Pennsylvania 17901, or email jobs at pbcradio.com. The Pottsville Broadcasting Company is EOE.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. 783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. HIMS.com/JOY.
Congratulations to Chase Gears of the Blue Mountain Eagles track and field team. Chase is the Finelli, Evans, and Patel T102 Sports Now Athlete of the Week. To check out Chase's accomplishments, go to T102SportsNow.com. Once again, congratulations to Chase Gears of the Blue Mountain Eagles track and field team.
According to RAB, radio is more than entertainment. It's the heartbeat of our community. Radio connects people on air, online, and in person through broadcast, podcast, social media, and local events. Listeners trust radio for music, news, weather, and traffic updates. And in times of need, radio is always there, delivering timely, reliable information. It's a positive, dependable source that truly brings communities together. Want to harness the power of radio for your business? Call our sales team today, 570-622-1360, extension 25.
If you missed your Daily Dose with Pastor Jim or this week's service from Trinity Lutheran Church, you can always catch up at WPPARadio.com. Now, God's Word made plain, this is the day, and Trinity's services are archived. Just click the Spiritual Sunday tab in the menu, and all three will be there. If it's daily meditation or a pick-me-up in prayer, God's Word made plain, this is the day, and Trinity Lutheran service, all at WPPARadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. Hour number two of the program on this Wednesday. Our special guest in studio is State Representative Jamie Barton from the 124th. Well, we talked about Penn State. We talked about the budget. One of the things I know we wanted to talk about, because this is right in your wheelhouse, something near and dear to you, Representative, is energy.
Of course.
Right now.
Yeah, and, it's a leading topic. I didn't mean to cut you off Jay-Z, but give me an inch. I'll take it, brother. And again, thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in. I know you're busy. The holidays coming up, so to be able to get you in here, we really appreciate it.
It's nothing important than sharing what's going on in to everybody in the community. So, but energy, right? We got a president now. President Trump's leading almost everything he does with energy, and that's just exciting because when we lower the price of energy, right? If we could lower the price of energy, that lowers everything. It lowers the cost of manufacturing. It lowers the cost of making our food. If we can lower the price of energy for farmers, if we can lower the and think what it does for your household, right? Lowering the price of energy. So all around, it's a win, 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 win. And Pennsylvania is the tip of the spear when it comes to energy. I mean, we are the number two energy natural resource in the United States of America. And people are like, hey, Pennsylvania, you could be the next Texas. Well, the hell with Texas. We're Pennsylvania. I'll tell you that right now. I'll pick Pennsylvania over Texas any day of the week and Pennsylvania over any other state any day of the week. And because I'm proud of this. This is my home. This is where I'm from and this is where you're from, right? Mm-hmm. And this is our home. But we are the number two energy natural resource in the United States, and we ought to start acting like it. And one of the things that's the struggle in Pennsylvania is Governor Shapiro has been he's just not been supporting it at all. I'm not going to try to try to make it
sugarcoat or anything. Yes, right.
Polish it up. He has he campaigned, Governor Shapiro, he campaigned when he came out and said that he was opposed to the REGI, which is a regional green gas initiative. He has changed the name of that to PRESS. He has another name for it, PACER, but it's all the same. It is a tax on energy, and it's wrong. It was actually constitutional, if it was found constitutionally illegal by the Supreme Court. Wow. Right. And governor in Governor Shapiro's defense, Governor Tom Wolf, prior to Governor Shapiro, put us into the REGI. The Supreme Court found it. It was illegal. It could not be done. It had to be voted on by the House and the Senate. That wasn't the case. And so Governor Shapiro had 30 days to appeal that. And on the 28th day, he did, in fact, appeal it. That was last year. So we're in the appeal process now. But if that were to happen, that would be a tax on energy. That would be a tax on all the goods that are made. But more than that, we want to welcome people to Pennsylvania, right? Don't we?
Right.
There was a time when you have a friend in Pennsylvania. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that one, yeah.
So and we want to welcome business in. We want to welcome families in. We want to welcome employees in. And in order to do that, there's some certain things you have to do. And a low-cost, reliable energy is the biggest piece. And reliable is the part that we got to be concerned about right now. Certainly low-cost because of the fuels that we have. Number two in natural gas. Number three in coal. I mean, that's unbelievable. We still drill oil here. A lot of people don't know that. I was out in Western PA with some oil drillers just last week, and Pennsylvania crude is the sweetest crude around. It's Titusville, PA, Oil City, where oil was found, right? So there's a lot of great heritage and energy here, and so I think one of the things we have to do is embrace that. Welcome people to Pennsylvania and welcome industry to Pennsylvania by having that low-cost energy.
And I think what's great about this administration, and you know this, Jamie, and it's near and dear to you, is fossil fuels were like vilified under the previous administration, and that to me was just so wrong.
Yeah, I do a lot of tours at the Capitol, Jay-Z, and if you ever like to come down, please do. But when you walk into that Capitol, Teddy Roosevelt dedicated the Capitol in 1906, and at that time he said it was the handsomest building, his words, handsomest building he had ever seen in his life, and I have to agree with him. It is a fabulous building. It's an incredible, gorgeous building. But again, think of 1906. I want you to think to that time, and you walk into this grand staircase, right, this beautiful marble staircase, and you look up at this great rotunda, and there are four main portraits up on this rotunda. The first one you see as you walk in the door are the ships coming to America, and it's entitled Religious Freedom. And that's William Penn, our founder, a Pennsylvania founder, escaping religious persecution and coming to PA. So that's the first one. If you look to the right, there's one called the Spirit of Light, and that's the rich oil industry in Pennsylvania. And if you look directly behind you, and again, I'm sorry, I'm giving you directional on this,
right.
There's it's called the Treasures of the Earth, and that's our coal industry. And then if you look to the left, there's a portrait called the Vulcan, and that's the steel industry. Our Pittsburgh Steelers, right? Yeah.
Yep.
So the steel industry, the oil industry, the coal industry, and religious freedom, all things that we're demonizing in our country and certainly this state, and it's wrong. It's the things that in 1906 made this state, and I'll argue our country, as great as it is, and it still is the same things that can lead us again into that prosperity. And you look at that. I don't know why they put those there, but I will argue every day of the week that they did it because those are the things that built that capital. Those are the gold and the beautiful marble and the mahogany and the seats that my colleagues and I get to sit in. It's all because of those wonderful things. And then we got to throw in agriculture, too. Agriculture, the number one industry in the Commonwealth, too.
Exactly. And one of the things I just wanted to get your opinion on, because with your background in the business – because people are spooked, it's a national thing, Trump and his tariffs.
Right.
And I think tariffs are one of the most misunderstood items out there right now.
Yeah. So, and you know, as a state representative, it's not in my wheelhouse. I don't have a vote on tariffs, but I agree with you. As I look at tariffs, and this is just my personal opinion, I need to share that I believe that this is a negotiating tool, and you're talking about one of the greatest negotiators in the history of business,
art of the deal.
In our president Donald J. Trump, and so when we take that into consideration, you know, do you want to raise prices and create tariffs? No, but do you want a level playing field? Absolutely. That's all he's asking for, and it's brilliant. And it's a shame that it had to come to this, but we've been bullied.
Yes.
The United States of America has been bullied, and Pennsylvania has been bullied because we were an exporter of energy, and now we're importing energy. You know, we don't need to do that. We could create our own energy here.
And, you know, you would know that better than anybody, and that frustrated me so much with the previous administration. We had all this at our avail here in our home state or in the United States of America, and we're going to Venezuela. And she said, that's crappy oil compared to what we've got. That's tar. Yeah,
not like some just crappy, say. But yeah. It's just take a look at those administrations where you have people starving. Mm-hmm. People starving in the streets and people without homes and just complete devastation in specifically Venezuela when you talk about Venezuela. And we have all this availability here, but we weren't doing it. We hear drill, baby, drill, and people say, well, you know, we struggle with that. Well, I will tell you this, Jay-Z, also. Well, one of the reasons that people don't and I'll tell you, it's one of the reasons that I hear is people say, well, it's hard on the environment. Well, I'm going to tell you that the best stewards of the environment are the oil business, the coal miners, the oil drillers, the nat gas drillers. And why would you say that? Well, first of all, I'm in that industry. Second of all, I've grown up in the coal business with the Rich family for 36 years and one of the most successful, supportive families of this community, employ a lot of people. But beyond that, so you have generations, right? Generations of families working in the coal industry. So what does that mean? That means that they drink the water. That means they breathe the air. That means they fish there. They hunt there. That they raise their families there. That they love it there. And they spend time outdoors, recreating in the area, in this environment. So the best stewards of the – because the people that work in the nat gas industry and the coal industry and the oil industry are all people that are outdoorsmen and outdoors women. It's people that respect the environment. So it's not something that we take lightly. And so I really believe that people don't understand that, and it's true.
No, and I'm glad you said that, because that is the first card that they play when they're talking about that. It's going to ruin the environment. It's going to be the end and all that. And as you said, that's not the case, and that's why.
Yeah,
you laid it out.
And like I said, the fact that the Regional Green Gas Initiative that Governor Shapiro is trying to put Pennsylvania in would be devastating to our economy, devastating to businesses, devastating to households. And it's just wrong. And I can't see it going through. But we have to, again, make sure we let him know that this is something that would be devastating. To the contrary, we need to embrace our energy and at all levels. And you know, look, that doesn't mean we haven't talked about solar and wind and nuke and the energy AI. I mean, look at all this stuff. I'm in this fabulous studio, folks, and you ought to see all the gadgets that he has here.
Like the bridge of the Enterprise.
Yeah, well, sorta. Yeah. It's incredible. And so when we take a look at all this stuff, it has to come from somewhere. That's energy. It doesn't people say I flip a switch and it goes on, but where does that come from? And just think, all the energy, the data centers that are popping up all over, they take energy, and we need to supply that. You know, Three Mile Island is back up and running, and it's a data center. It's creating electricity to run all these programs for Amazon.
Yeah.
And that's where we are as it relates to energy. And look, there's a thing called the PJM, Pennsylvania, Jersey, Maryland, and that's with, if you will, the clearinghouse for about 13 states. And it's right here in Pennsylvania. And it's for electricity. Okay, it's down in the Norristown area, down in the Trooper area, if you know where that is. Yep. It's southeast Pennsylvania. And I toured that place and as part of the energy committee. And we go down there and you tour that place, and they are bipartisan, right? They just want... What do they want? They want reliable energy.
Right.
Reliable energy. So I took this tour with my colleagues on both sides of the aisle, and we were going through, and if I heard it once, I heard it 500 times. Reliable energy. Reliable energy. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Do you want, when Absolutely. You hit a switch, you want it to turn on, and this, all the lights and blinking things that you got on this dashboard here, that's right, we want reliable. And then every once in a while, I'd say low cost, and I'm thinking, well, let's see, every single constituent I have, every single business in the district, every single person I know would like low-cost, reliable energy. So I asked him, I said, by the way, what is the lowest cost, reliable energy source we have? He said, well, it's easy. It's coal and natural gas. And so why are we demonizing those right. things if we know we can do it in an economically and environmentally safe way? So... that's a difficulty.
Yeah, it really is.
That we face is that we really need reliable, low cost energy, and that doesn't mean that I don't like solar. That doesn't mean right. that there's exactly. no place for solar. That doesn't mean that wind turbines aren't something. That doesn't mean that nuke isn't something. We need to embrace all forms, but we're also subsidizing those solar panels, and there's also concerns of what happens to those panels when we have to decommission them,
yes.
right? What do we do with them then? And the jury's still out on that, and we haven't gotten real strong reports back on that.
Well, Jamie, it has been a pleasure. We could talk the whole morning, my friend. Awesome stuff. State Representative Jamie Barton from the 124th, our special guest. Jamie, thanks so much for coming in. We'll definitely have you back on the program. I want to wish you and your family a happy Easter, and keep up the great work, my friend.
Likewise. Thank you for having me, Jay-Z.
You're listening to WPPA Pottsville, CBS Radio News, up next.